During the camp season, I was in a meeting here and we sang more abundantly, that they might have life and more abundantly. And as I sometimes do, I said, now, does anyone know where those words come from? Who said them? Where can you find them? And one brother, it happened to be Brother Ken Callis. He was here from Florida. He usually stops in to see us each summer. And he said, John 10:10. Jesus said, the thief comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. And usually you get an answer like that and you're very happy. It happened in church just the other day when one of the young 10-year-olds gave me a perfect answer. Where does this chorus come from? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And I was going to give them all day. It was Sunday morning. I was going to give them all day to come back to me with the answer and then perhaps reward the first one or two that told me. And this guy gave it to me right away. He raised his hand and said, King David, Psalm 51. And then I found out later in the day that his father has been teaching him from that prayer. And I was very happy. But usually when you get an answer like Brother Ken Callis gave, it's very satisfying. It's exactly right. But we got a bonus. He said, do you know what John 20:20 says? So he had John 10:10, but he wanted to let us know about John 20:20. And it was this. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. And that's easy to remember. Also, he told us, because that's 20:20 vision, when you see the Lord. John 20:20, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. And may we see the Lord today, as Brother Wade brought to our attention last night. Isaiah saw the Lord high and lifted up, and he said, holy, holy, holy. And just as we were about to come here, we referred to Spurgeon's communion hymn, and it's the one that starts, amidst us our beloved stands. The last verse says, thou glorious bridegroom of our hearts, thy present smile heaven imparts. O, lift the veil, if veil there be. Let every saint thy beauties see. May the Lord do that for us today. Give us a clearer, brighter vision of himself. What a wonderful thing that he created us with an inner eye, and that inner eye that he made all of us with was created for a purpose, that we might see his Son. Oh, hallelujah. God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has caused his light to shine in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. And when we see him, I believe we'll have that same response that Isaiah had. Oh, Lord, holy, holy, holy. The whole earth is filled with your glory. We read in the Gospel of John that it was the glory of Christ that Isaiah was beholding there in the Old Testament. Isaiah said that when he saw the glory of Jesus. But I'd like to sing that song with you that Brother Tom wanted to play. And maybe he'll hear it if you sing it well. And it's number 51 in the hymn book. Holy, 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 Lord God, Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. 51.
Thank you. Today, we thank you for this day that you've given us, that we might seek you with the whole heart. We thank you for your presence that surrounds this place and has new life and new vigor, Lord. We thank you for body, soul, and spirit. We pray your blessing on each one in this meeting today, that you will do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Oh, we welcome you in our midst, Lord. We welcome you not only in our midst, but in our bodies. Every part of our body wants to worship you and tell you how wonderful you are, Lord. We thank you and we praise you from the bottom of our heart.
I present myself to you, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Dear Lord, we pray that you will fill us so much with yourself over this weekend, that when we get back into our neighborhoods, back into the job place, Lord, that Jesus Christ will be reflected from our lives, Lord. Oh God, fill us so much with yourself, Lord, that others who, as when we sang that song, cannot see your holiness because they are living in darkness. Lord, may we be so filled with you, dear Father, that we would be that light, reflecting Jesus Christ in our workplace, in our home, in our neighborhood.
Oh, Lord.
Come to us. Come to us, Lord. Fill us with your soul, Lord. Prepare us, Lord. Prepare us, oh God. Hallelujah. Glow. 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 Glow.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Glow.
Oh, Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd just like to read you. I'm drawn to a psalm this morning that I'd like to read to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't think it needs comment, except for maybe the briefest of comment. I feel in my heart that I shouldn't do the preaching this morning. But I'm drawn to this psalm, and I want to read it to you. It's Psalm 65. 65, and it says this, "Praise waiteth for thee, O God, in Zion. And unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest, and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth, and of them that are afar off upon the sea, which by his strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power, which stilleth the noise of the seas, the noise of their waves, and the tumult of the people. They also that dwell in the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the morning and evening to rejoice. Thou visitest the earth and waterest it. Thou greatly enrichest it with the river of God, which is full of water. Thou preparest them corn. When thou hast so provided for it, thou waterest the ridges thereof abundantly. Thou settlest the furrows thereof. Thou makest it soft with showers. Thou blessest the springing thereof. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. They drop upon the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered over with corn. They shout for joy. They also sing." And the comment is this, that already from before the season, I have been looking at this psalm, though I've never read it in a meeting. This is our 65th camp season at Brant Lake. And I guess I saved it till now. I didn't do it by design. But I looked at it again this morning, and I knew that this was going to be a day of drawing near to God. "Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple." And we were going to seek the Lord in prayer and wait before him. And here it is. "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness." As I was just holding this psalm before the Lord and praying over these words and thinking of the abundance that he has for us, the abundance of blessing, the fullness of joy in his presence, the manifestation of the resurrection life of Jesus, I thought of it this way. Here we are at the end of our 65th season, and surely the Lord has been faithful to us. And now comes the crowning event, the Labor Day conference, and you crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drop fatness, and we rejoice as we open our hearts to receive you. I said I wasn't going to comment. I think this psalm speaks for itself. It's just full of richness. The great and glorious provisions that God has made for his people, the abundance of his grace. And he pours that out upon us even today. Doesn't it say the river of God is full of water? Praise the Lord. It's more than even your little cup can hold, isn't it? So that cup is going to be filled to overflowing. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to the water. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a sound from heaven of a rushing mighty wind. It filled their hearts with singing. It gave them peace within. The prophet gave this promise. The Spirit would descend. And from your inner being, a river without end. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters. There is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run. Flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with his great love. Come to these waters. There is a vast supply. Thank you. For that lovely song, Brother Richie. Did you start that one? I'd like to sing that from the book. Would you mind? That has such lovely verses. Praising Jesus. And if somebody would find it, it's in the hymn book. Would I get an ice cream if I guessed that it was in the 400s? Oh, good. No, good. 468. 468. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing. You'll see that the alto is an important part here. Well, every part is important, but you want to emphasize that, those of you who can sing it, make this song that much prettier. Okay. Of Jesus' love that sought me when I was lost in sin, of wondrous grace that brought me back to his fold again, of heights and depths of mercy far deeper than the sea.
Caused the blood.